you found the right choice. Yeah. It's the rebirth of Common Sense Talk Radio. We are the Morning Jam on the Virginia Talk Radio Network.
7:20 on the Morning Jam. My name's Mark Lamb. That's Janet Rose over there.
Yes, it is.
And Mark Doyle has joined us. He is the operations lieutenant over at Liberty University. You guys go through the same training that the Lynchburg police do, if I'm not mistaken. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. That is correct.
And you're certified just like they are. And this is a real police force. When I see you guys, as a matter of fact, if I'm going over the speed limit, even if I'm in the city, and I see one of you guys, I still slow down. It's just like, are they going to write me a ticket? I don't know. So how long have you been over there, Mark?
I started with Liberty in 2013 when I retired from the Marine Corps.
Oh, wow. So, well, thank you for your service.
Yeah, thank
Absolutely.
You.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So this is Police Appreciation Week. Normally happens in May. Pretty big deal that we set aside this time. I know it's a difficult time. We mentioned it going into the break to be in law enforcement. You know, you guys and gals leave the house every day not knowing, you know, what awaits you, you know, whether you will come back or whether you could, you know, be injured. You know, what's that like for you guys?
It's, you know, it's something that we know going into the job that this is a tremendous risk taking, you know, career line of work, you know. And it's always an unknown. You know, the situation can change from moment to moment. Mm-hmm. You know, one moment you're helping out a mental health situation,
right,
which seems to be increasing more and more.
Sure.
As we go on, I mean, this year our mental health case is up a lot,
and we're seeing that across the country.
Sure. Yeah. Absolutely. And you know, you can you know. Being doing a simple motorist assist, mm-hmm. you know, and it could ramp up real quickly. We had a situation like that. One of our officers went to go do a jump start for a young lady, and she was upset because she was given a parking citation for parking in the wrong spot. So it can mm-hmm. ramp up from just a simple jump start to
right.
you know, trying to diffuse a situation. So
it's a roller coaster ride for
right,
sure.
You have to be able to, you know, move with the punches, basically.
Right,
you know.
Sure.
Yeah.
And you have a densely populated area on a small footprint.
Yes, we do. I mean, and you know, right now we have, you know, some 15,000 people on campus on a day-to-day basis, and you know, it's our registration numbers are up,
mm-hmm.
So that has made things a little bit more difficult, and then obviously with the COVID, we've got. You know, our staffing issues are down, so so we have to deal with that.
Right.
So what made you choose this coming out of the Marine Corps? I mean, I know there's a lot of discipline that goes with it. Discipline I don't quite understand. I appreciate it, though. You know, because you guys have to be on your game if you're in the Marine, and you're always a Marine. Is what I've been told by other friends that are. But what made you decide to kind of stay in that same path and want to be in law enforcement?
Well, you know, I mean, you know, this being National Police Week, you know, it's a time that we take out to recognize those that have fallen.
Mm-hmm.
There used to be a time when society respected law enforcement. That's kind of what led me into law enforcement. I know that growing up with Sesame Street, you know, they had
sure.
the officer on the street.
Mm-hmm.
They always portrayed police officers as, you know, somebody who you could trust and to go to. You know, I remember in third grade, you know, having a little drawing and writing assignment, and I drew a little police car and made a little sentence that I wanted to be a police officer. And
okay.
so I think that's something that has always been ingrained in me.
Mm-hmm.
So when I joined the Marine Corps, I was an MP, so I did that for 28 years.
Oh, okay.
And so law enforcement's kind of in my blood, but,
yeah.
You know, going back to the recognition of police officers, it seems like with the defund the police and all those actions that we have now, it... it's a lot tougher for our law enforcement partners to stay in law enforcement.
Mm-hmm.
It's a tough job.
You
work long hours. There are a lot of times spent away from your family.
Sure.
It takes
a very special woman.
Yes.
To be married to an officer, and kids, mm-hmm. and it just is. Sometimes we forget that.
Yeah.
But it is. It's really important.
Right. The stress is enormous. I know we hear about the, you know, and we hate it when we lose a former, you know, service member to suicide.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Those numbers, Marco Galbraith has helped bring some of that to light for us. But the suicide rate, the divorce rate is pretty high among policemen too, isn't it?
It absolutely is, because primarily because of the stress that they're put under,
right.
You know, all the time. And, you know, some people deal with it better than others, but,
right.
You know, then that's why we have a relatively high turnover rate in the law enforcement community. People get into the business thinking that, you know, it's portrayed one way, but then when you see the other side and you're really dealing with a lot of emotional stress, excuse me.
Sure.
Because when you interact with other people who are in crisis,
yeah,
that many times comes on you.
Mm-hmm.
You take the brunt of that a lot of times, and mm-hmm. then of course you take on the all the negative
mm-hmm.
Interactions that you get as well. You know,
yeah, that's one of the things that somebody brought to light over this last year and a half was when you're involved in that incident, that data point, what led up to that person's crisis, mm-hmm. We don't necessarily get to hear. All we know is that they're at that point, and that's when they're in need of police, mm-hmm. or police are brought into the situation because, you know, somebody's reported, hey, somebody's beating the you-know-what out of his wife or whatever, and a lot of the domestic stuff. You all see probably some of the, almost like war in a sense,
sure.
the hard and difficult side of humanity. Mm-hmm. You're talking about mental health. How do you think it's changed in the last, you know, 20 years for policemen and police women to help them on their mental health side?
I think it's gotten tremendously tougher.
Mm-hmm.
We provide our officers training in those specific areas. We have there's a 40-hour crisis intervention training that is offered on a periodic basis that helps the officers learn techniques,
mm-hmm.
To help diffuse the situation. And they talk about, you know, bringing in social workers to
right,
deal
right.
with these situations.
Yeah, right.
But, you know, many times the police officer is the social worker,
sure.
who comes in to help diffuse that situation.
Right.
And then have to be able to, in an instant, put his other hat on, his cop hat on, his
sure.
police officer hat on, and then take action if it turns violent. You
know? Sure.
So that's the hard thing about being a police officer.
Yeah, because it's not, you know, like you say, in a split second, you've gone from being compassionate, now you have to be in a defensive mode because somebody's life could be at stake, your life or the life of someone in those set of circumstances. That is,
and they don't have the luxury of having a bad day.
Right.
Right.
You don't, because everybody's got a cell phone now, and mm-hmm. everybody's, you know, automatically a victim, and that amount of stress alone,
sure.
would be really difficult,
yeah.
to deal with, because I don't know how officers can stand being spoken to the way they are. I mean, people are just trying to get you to snap,
mm-hmm.
and it's just, that would be so stressful.
Sure.
To have to, because I know I couldn't do it.
Mm.
I just want to smack them,
right.
you know?
Right.
Yeah.
So.
Unfortunately, we have to have a thick skin, you know? And
right.
And
yeah.
you, so
but
that,
if you get a steady diet of that, at some point, you know, it's just, it's so much. Yeah. It's hard, yeah. especially now.
Yeah. Well, policeweek.org is the website. If you want to find out about what's going on, there's a candlelight vigil tonight, and then tomorrow, National Police Survivors Conference going on, and then Saturday, the 40th annual National Police or Peace Officers Memorial Service will be held on Saturday. Your local, you know, municipalities are doing it differently. You know, check with your local police. One more thing, because we have about a minute left. What does it mean when, you know, somebody just comes up to you and says, hey, man, just thanks. Thanks for what you're doing on I don't know how often you get to hear that, Mark, but we're saying it right now to you.
Sure.
Yeah, that really uplifts their spirits. And, you know, anytime that you can, that we can, you know, give them a pat on the back, it really helps out.
Yeah.
It's important to do it, and it's important to teach your children and your grandchildren to do it, because, you know, our police officers have been vilified.
Yeah.
And,
I will say that I'm encouraged because, you know, the other day I think it was, at the football game for the homecoming, I was driving around and I saw several young children just waving at us, and it was just wonderful. So it's encouraging that we still have that out there. So.
Yeah. Thank you so much for being here, Mark. God bless you and your efforts, and pass along a hello from us to your colleagues.
It's the rebirth of Common Sense Talk Radio. We are the Morning Jam.